Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey today is Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. The slaughter hog prices today are called steady to firm in the Western Corn Belt, where some plants reportedly need additional supplies for late-day delivery or for early Monday, while sources in the Eastern Corn Belt expect prices there to be flat to weak. The terminal markets are called steady and very light volume tests, with top prices expected to range from $43 to $45 on a live basis. The projected Chicago Mercantile Exchange two-day lean hog index for Wednesday was 69.46, down 82 cents from the previous day. And Peoria is called steady with a top price of 43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, July 27th, negotiated swine purchases were $11,062 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58.00 to $66.53, the weighted average $69.01, a loss of 17 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.50 to $51.71, the weighted average $64.67. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $6,405. The base price range was $56.50 to $66.25. The weighted average was $63.47, a loss of 11 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.00 to $51.63. The weighted average was $48.08.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
And now we take a look at the growing weather with AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, more rainfall across the Corn Belt yesterday. About 60% of the Corn Belt picked up more rain yesterday and early this morning. Eastern Midwest, the wettest at 1 to 2.5 inches from southwestern Michigan into northwestern Indiana. Some 1 to 2 inch rain totals also occurred in northwestern Ohio, while amounts of a few hundredths of an inch to around an inch were reported for the remainder of Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. Illinois and areas to the west reported sporadic showers and thunderstorms with a few hundredths of an inch to a half inch in most areas. Obviously, some locations, east central Illinois, had quite a few locations with over an inch of rain. Much of the western Corn Belt was dry, although there was some locally heavy rain in southwestern Iowa, where Clarinda reported over an inch of rain, and a few areas nearby even more than that. Well, temperatures will be hot for the next few days. Highs in the western Corn Belt range in the 90s to the low 100s into Tuesday, with extremes over 100 in central South Dakota. Most extremes in the key Corn Belt areas will range from 100 to 105 degrees. The extreme heat possible in each state west of the Mississippi River on at least one of the hotter days. More persistent extreme temperatures will be near and west of the Missouri River. An influx of Gulf moisture will take place over the next several days as high-pressure ridge responsible for the many heat waves shifts to the eastern states, and the influx of moisture from a tropical disturbance in the Gulf of Mexico rides up the backside of that system, and it could bring some substantial rainfall to the plains and the Corn Belt during the mid to late week next week. Rainfall totals of an inch to an inch and a half, and local amounts over 2 inches will be possible. The slow movement of the thunderstorms and associated cool front could lead to some impressive rainfall totals in several areas. And areas that need rain, generally west of the Mississippi River. Near the Mississippi, most locations are just abnormally dry. The more severe drought is further to the west and concentrated across a good portion of South Dakota and an area from western Oklahoma into northeastern Texas, also in extreme to exceptional drought, as well as an area along the Rio Grande River, which is in extreme to exceptional drought. They are not looking for much in the way of rainfall there over the next week. The tropical disturbance that will bring the potential for rainfall to the plains and the Corn Belt will be riding up around the Mississippi River and areas just to the west of there. So it looks like the driest areas will likely continue to stay dry. As far as the Delta, southeastern portion of the Delta destined to receive a few showers today, but in general, this week's rain event has not brought much relief in the lower parts of the region. Parts of Mississippi will be left quite dry and facing more crop stress in days ahead. Weather in the Delta will quickly resume its drier and warmer bias condition of earlier this month during the weekend and next week. Little more than random spotty showers will impact the region over the next week to 10 days. Some potential for a little better rain event again next week or early the following weekend, but not likely to have much in the way of impact on the crops there. Outside our country, European conditions have continued to improve, but the heat wave deteriorate, but the heat wave is coming to an end. Showers and thunderstorms accompanying two cool fronts across the continent over the next week will offer relief to many areas. Rain amounts will be a little light in some locations, but restoring temperatures to a more normal range will offer a great amount of relief to both immature crops and the livestock there. And as far as the wheat crop improvements occurring in Argentina following the week's big rain there, other areas in the nation still need additional rain. Western Australia's drier forecast today will weigh on the minds of some traders. Europe's advertised relief from hot, dry conditions will come too late to make much change in the production potentials, except possibly in Scandinavia's oat and wheat country. And overall, the weather is going to be the if it, weather were the only influence on the wheat prices, probably stay in a narrow range without much change. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
And in the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 487, up 1.5 last trade, down a half. December wheat at 499, down 1.25, last trade up 1. On the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat at 387.75, unchanged, last trade up 1.5. December wheat 407.25, down a half, up a last trade or up a half. March wheat 424.25, down a quarter, last traded up 1.5. May wheat at 433, down 1/2, last trade up 3/4. September corn 238. Up a quarter, last trade up at 1.25. December corn 254.75, up a half, last trade up 1.25. March 268, down 1/4, last trade up 3/4. May corn at 278, up a quarter, last trade up 3/4. December oats at 202, up a quarter, last trade up a quarter. August soybeans at 574.5, up a half, last trade up 3. September 580.75, unchanged, last trade up 4. November soybeans 596, up 1. Last trade up 3.5. January at 607.75, up a quarter. Last trade up 1.5. August soybean meal at 165.80, up 60. Last trade up 80. And September at 167, up 10. Last trade up 60. And September soybean oil at 26.28, up 19. Last trade up 21 cents. Joining me on the phone now is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jeff.
Reuters is saying that corn, soybeans, and wheat will all open higher. Amid some of the weather conditions and at this time of year. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, given what the overnights did and with that heat that's coming in through the weekend and through the first of the week, I think you'd have to agree that we're probably going to open higher. The only thing is with that, it seems like a couple days this week we've tried to call the market higher on the opening, and you look up 2 minutes into the session and corn's down 1 or 2 cents. But I would say given the heat that's coming in, the end of the month positioning that funds may be doing with a lot of funds selling over the last couple of weeks, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a slightly higher opening across the board.
Specifically on corn, the heat wave in the Midwest is leading to concerns about a potential of trimming of corn production?
Yeah, they're worried about the heat here at the end of pollination, potentially having some kernels missing because we're hot at the very end of that important period. And obviously we've got some crop scouts and tours that are getting ready to start here in August that are going to give us an indication of that. But there certainly is that concern. You know, I don't know if you're going to see that much concern right here in the Champaign, Illinois area where moisture seems to be ample and the weather weather very satisfactory for growing conditions, but the western Corn Belt, western Iowa, good portions of Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas areas out there, they're certainly seeing the stress. We're hearing about it, and with what they've got forecasted heat from Texas on into Canada through Tuesday, I think you're going to see a fairly firm day. Funds have liquidated about 80,000 of contracts of corn here in the last 2 to 3 weeks, and we've lost about 30 or 40 cents there. And also, Jeff, we've lost almost 50 cents in soybeans from July 11th to yesterday's low. So we've certainly, taken some weather premium out of the markets here in the next couple of weeks. And I guess we're going to wait and see what happens with weather forecasts come Monday to know what next week's activity is going to do.
And quickly, your calls for the day.
Look for corn to be 1 to 2 higher and should hold most of the session. We may see a little penny or two lower, but we probably start and finish higher in corn. Beans 3 to 4, and you might get a nickel out of it. And wheat, similar to corn, 1 to 2 higher there.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ed.
You bet, Jeff. Thanks.
Ed Dunn with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Mike Sola's forecast today calls for clouds and sunshine, a slight chance for an afternoon thunderstorm, the high 88 degrees, currently 78 degrees outside our studios on Friends Plaza. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 901.